The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Lorcan Nyhan is with us, as well as being head of training at the Communications Clinic. He's also an American politics obsessive. I don't think he's going to be at least a bit offended of me saying that, because there's so much interest in what's going on in this very exciting American presidential election race. And of course, the Democratic National Convention underway at present has had a series of electrifying speeches throughout the week. Let's hear a little bit of the one that Oprah Winfrey made last night.
I've seen racism and sexism and income inequality and division. I've not only seen it, at times I've been on the receiving end of it. But more often than not, what I've witnessed and experienced are human beings, both conservative and liberal, who may not agree with each other, but who'd still help you in a heartbeat if you were in trouble. These are the people who make me proud to say that I am an American. They are the best of America. And despite what some would have you think, we are not so different from our neighbors. When a house is on fire, we don't ask about the homeowner's race or religion. We don't wonder who their partner is or how they voted. No, we just try to do the best we can to save them. And if the place happens to belong to a childless cat lady, well, we try to get that cat out too.
The significance of that, Lorcan.
Oprah Winfrey is a singularly significant figure. Of all the political literature out there in do celebrity endorsements matter, the only one that's been able to prove that a celebrity endorsement has ever mattered in US politics was Oprah Winfrey endorsing Barack Obama in the Democratic primaries in 2007-2008, and it's said she got him about 2 or 3 percentage points against Hillary Clinton. So she does matter. She matters particularly for the Democrats in this election, because Kamala Harris is going to struggle keeping Joe Biden's levels of support among white men, which means that she needs to ensure that she turns out a significantly higher percentage of black voters, and also does much better with white women than Joe Biden did in 2020. Oprah Winfrey is very popular with those two demographics. So it's significant for those reasons. And then look, the speech itself is significant. She put herself forward as an independent who's just saying, look, let's go with the nice people, effectively, while having a dig at J.D. Vance. And it just shows how stupid J.D. Vance has been.
Yeah. J.D. Vance and the childless cat ladies, which really has backfired big time. And even though it was a phrase he used 3 years ago, it's from Broadall to haunt him. But does it really matter? No matter how unpopular J.D. Vance might be, no matter how popular Tim Walz might be as the running mate for Kamala Harris, does it really matter a damn when it comes down to people making the choice between Trump and Harris?
People vote for the top of the ticket. They vote for the president. But I think sometimes there can be a slight misunderstanding of the fact that the vice president pick still matters, because it's a reflection on the president. So people decide on the president, but they look at the VP and say, oh, you picked them. I don't care about them. But if I don't like them, what does that say about my opinion of you? And I think the J.D. Vance probably matters in that way, because they're looking at Trump and saying, oh, that's the vibe you're going for. That's the demographic you're going for. He has been a catastrophically bad choice for that reason. But he's also been a bad choice because he's reminded the Democrats how much fun it is to just mock these people. All right. I'm not sure how effective that is, but he has reminded them that you can kind of use ridicule as a political technique. The weird branding, they would not have done that, would not have got away with that if it was Trump, because Trump's been around for so long. You can't suddenly start calling them weird. J.D. Vance appeared, said all of these childless cat lady-esque things. You can now brand them weird, and then Trump gets tired with that. So I must say, I think this pick of J.D. Vance does matter. It was kind of a historically bad VP pick.
Now, is the American public taking notice of the speeches made by the Obamas, by former President Bill Clinton, who I noted pointed out that he's actually younger than Donald Trump?
Yeah, it was an effective line for Bill Clinton. I think we probably saw last night Bill Clinton's kind of real last hurrah. It was probably his going to be his big long convention speech. His line against Trump was, look, he won't do any vanity except for the fact to say that he's 78 and he's still younger than Donald Trump. And Bill Clinton looked old last night.
Oh, he's looked old for a long time.
Yeah, he looked particularly old. The voice was weak. But I think that actually almost made the attack line against Trump work even more, because you're saying, look how old I'm looking and I'm still younger than him. Will people be watching? No, Democrats will be watching. Democrats would hopefully be coming out of it. That would be the intention of the convention, that they'd be coming out engaged. They'll volunteer. They'll take the lines from the convention and then use those as they try to convince and they try to mobilise. So there's probably two demographics you're looking for from a convention. Not in a campaign, but just a convention. Democrats who aren't there, so they're not motivated enough to go to a convention, but you are trying to motivate them to get up and do something, not just vote, but get more people to vote. And then also politically active individuals who aren't aligned. So political people who will be watching, independent voters who might vote, and there is a segment of those that matter.
Is tonight going to be an easy night for Kamala Harris, in that she will have a carefully scripted auto cue to be working from, and she will have an adoring crowd who are all pulling behind her? Will this perhaps be as good as it gets for her tonight before she gets into the hurly-burly of debates and interviews?
Yeah, certainly easier than a debate with a moderator, certainly easier than, you know, a 60-minute or 30-minute sit-down interview. She does have to nail it, but it is very, you know, it's an easy one to nail. I mean, she knows the line she has now that works. Like, she's done the rallies, she has done the test marketing, and she has been clever enough to realise that you don't try to create this stuff in a silo. You throw stuff out there in front of an audience that's energised, you see what works, and then you repeat it ad nauseum in ads, and you repeat it on the stage. So, I mean, that will work. There's always an extra additional challenge within a convention where you need to keep the people in front of you happy and enthusiastic and chanting while giving a message that's not actually designed for them, but is designed for the slightly more moderate voters out there who you want to see it online later, who you want to see the clips from. But that should be quite easily achievable, because she is right now beloved by her base.
Yeah, but a few weeks ago, Trump and the Republicans were prematurely celebrating victory. Is it possible the Democrats are prematurely celebrating victory as well, that this is far from being decided yet?
It's incredibly far from being decided. I mean, really, this is just the starting of the race. It's been recalibrated. This is the start of it. I think you'd see that there are certain senior Democrats who are definitely worried about that attitude. If you look at the speeches of the last couple of nights, one of the themes of the speeches has been, we're behind, calm down everybody, and when we slip, when we make mistakes, will you please not be classic Democrats and freak out and panic and be your own worst enemies? Will everybody just toe the line, hold the line and keep going? Michelle Obama was very direct on that. Barack Obama was very direct on that. Bill Clinton was very direct on that. Both Michelle Obama and Bill Clinton made strong references to the fact that we have a woman on the top of the ticket here. There are forces out there who won't want a woman president. We need to be careful.
And a black woman president at that as well. Thank you very much, Lorcan Nine, head of training at the Communications Clinic.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.